Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Sean Daly. I host a radio talk show on blogtalkradio.com from Las Vegas. And look where I'm at, downtown Jericho. For Sean Daly, the voice of TV. We're live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Sean Daly, Sean and Mac. Call me anything you want. Just do not call me late for dinner. And this is where we talk TV here, high concept and dramatic TV series. We're going to go through the latest TV news, my opinion of this news, also the latest on the upfronts. We'll go through that. And if you want to join us, you can call in at 646-915-9925. Glad to have you on board as we go through the latest in TV and everything else. So there you go. On Twitter, we're at Sean Daly on Twitter, S-H-A-U-N-D-A-I-L-Y. Want to join us on Facebook, facebook.com/S-Daly. And anywhere else you want to go to, it's S-Daly or Sean Daly. And, of course, my new internet home for all things TV is voiceoftv.com. So join me over there as well. Give my opinion on some of the shows what they announced in the upfronts, and it's a great site. People chime in and their thoughts on TV. It's not one of these sites where somebody holier than thou speaking down to the Joe Q public like we are and dictating us what we're going to watch or what the, you know, everybody's entitled to their own opinions. I may like a show, may not like a show, which you all know which shows I like, which ones I don't. But there's not somebody on some website deleting messages they don't agree with. So it's a great site to voice your opinion on all things TV. So I can't ask for a better site to be a part of. So if you want to join me over there, I'm Sean Daly over on voiceoftv.com. Also, of course, tonight is the final episode of Late Show with David Letterman tonight. I understand it's going to go an hour and about 20 minutes over. So if you can adjust your DVR or whatever you can do, the final Late Show with David Letterman is going to go over by at least 17 minutes. I just push it to a half hour because you know how CBS is going to want to sell some more ads. So it's supposed to be 17 minutes over. I imagine I'll go push it in there 10 to get some more ads out of Letterman before he goes. I'm just guessing. It's my opinion only, but can't blame him. Can't blame him for doing that. So anyway, also some we'll talk about some. This George Snuffleupagus story, which he got in trouble for not disclosing his donations to the Clinton Foundation. I think he was wrong to try to conceal it. He said he was not forward with his viewers about that. It's going to cloud whatever coverage he does in this political season that we're in right now. We're always in a political season, but presidential political season, and be the face of ABC News, the political division. I think he's been tarnished over this and damaged beyond repair. I think he needs to recuse. He is, or he's not going to announce he's not going to be doing the Republican debates in the primary. I think he should recuse himself from the whole election because, like I said before, once a Clintonista, always a Clintonista, and he needs to recuse himself. ABC, the news division, needs to boot him out to keep them maybe keep doing the political reporting, but keep him away from the presidential campaign due to his connections, his affiliation to the Clintons, albeit altruistic reasons. He said he donated money to AIDS and all this, but he could donate money through other channels besides the Clinton Foundation, and he should have known better. They expect the media, all the way the internet is these days, people not going to be able to search and find this out. I do not know. I don't know. So, and also there's an issue going around about the rape scene in Game of Thrones that was just this past Sunday. Oh, boy. Yeah, it's horrible. It's horrendous. Hello, it's a fictional show, and it's on HBO. Hello. If you read the books, I've read some of the through some of the books. I mean, it's, some of the violence is, make you, if what's coming is what's if what's coming on Game of Thrones is going by the book, and then there should be some horrendous more scenes on the way. It's not a show that basically censors things. It's on HBO. It's a premium pay channel, and I can see if maybe it was on AMC or NBC or ABC, CBS, Fox. I can see some hoopla uproar over that rape scene, but they didn't even show the actual the actual scene. They show her being bent over and they hear the scream, but they didn't actually see it. So I mean, gotta give HBO some credit. They did kind of they concealed the scene. Besides the noises, but I mean, other than that, I mean, I'm not huge. I just started catching up on Game of Thrones, this last few weeks, but I don't see the big deal. I mean, it's a book. It's a book. These are fictional characters. I mean, hello. But here it is. I have the audio. Let's see if it runs of the rape scene. You'll see. It's yes, it's tough, but it's in the book. I mean, here we go.
Take off your clothes. Oh, no, no, no. You stay here, Reek. You watch. Do I need to ask a second time? I hate asking. Since she was a girl. Now watch her become a woman.
Go. There was the audio of the scene everybody's all upset about the Game of Thrones this past Sunday in HBO. It's everybody's entitled their own opinion. I just think it's it's HBO. It's a premium cable channel. I mean, it's violence, yes, gratuitous. Again, it's I guess in the eye of the beholder. I think because they did not actually show the rape scene, hear the screaming and all that. I mean, it's one thing. They should show it. It's another thing. And these are fictional characters, so I think people got to keep that in mind. It's a fictional TV series based on books, and there you go. Again, if I see the violence is this is me compared to if what's coming is going to be shown. This is going to be what happens Sunday is going to be mild compared to what's coming on Game of Thrones. So we'll see, we'll see. Also, AMC is announcing more new, well, pilots anyway. Well, not really pilots. Are they taking a brand new approach to new series? Doing a straight to series approach, which if you remember the history of AMC, they had these bake-offs and they cast the pilots and presentations and get some scripts together and then present all the to AMC and then they decide which shows would go ahead and which shows would not go ahead. In this previous batch, the only show that went ahead was the Fear of the Walking Dead. Which I feel was a mistake. I think Guillotine should have gone forward. A lot of people thought it was a different take or a ripoff of a Revolution premise. But anyway, I thought that show should have gone forward, but did not. Now they have Into the, you know, the Badlands coming, which I think is not going to be too popular at all. You know, just my opinion only. You have the Humans coming, which is kind of a joint production for AMC, and also the Night Manager is going to be the guy of House Laurie's first series since House. So we'll see how that goes. But anyway, AMC is moving ahead with three scripts of recently selected, which were recently selected by the network for further consideration. Dramas Goliath and also The Sun from Sonar Entertainment and producer Michael Connelly, both book adaptation, and Lodge 49 by Paul Giamatti. They're going to be set up writers' rooms, work on some scripts and outlines with an outlines of the series with an eye towards straight to series orders. AMC is then going to look at this and see which one, they may all three of these or which one. We'll see what happens. The goal is to have 3 to 5 completed backup scripts and a few more outlines. They completely mapped out first season for each drama in about 3 months when the network will make pickup decisions. Stars have been doing it, of course, Netflix, of course, Amazon. What I'm looking forward to among the three, let me just go down here for a little bit. I'll talk about Into the Badlands, Humans, The Night Manager, Goliath. That doesn't say what this one is about. Goliath is produced by Plan B, Brillstein Entertainment Partners, which is Brad Pitt's a part of that group. Originally set up at HBO, based on the autobiography of an execution by David Dowie, death penalty lawyer. I'm not sure about that. I think The Sun might be a little more sweeping qualities to it. That it's up AMC's alley. The Sun is based on a novel of the same name by Philip Meyer. A project's a multi-generational epic telling of the story of America's birth as a superpower through the bloody rise and fall of a Texas oil empire. So that should be interesting as well. So we'll see what happens with that one. So excellent, excellent, excellent. And so we'll see what happens with those. So those are the AMC's three series looking at. They're going to send to set up at least three scripts and figure out which series are going straight to series, not really a pilot, a straight series format. A series premise is going straight to a series. So we'll see about that. And also, before we get to the upfronts, we'll go through the Hollywood Reporter, some of these new series. Already getting some traction on social media. Supergirl is one of them. This is from Kate Stanhope at The Hollywood Reporter. Put this link in the chat room saying we have that. There we go. Put this into the chat room there. There you go. Oscar, he's saying, Sean, where have you been? I've been working. I have a new job. I work at the Elvis exhibition here in Vegas at the Westgate. So I've been doing that. I've been away for a few weeks, but I'm working a new job. I need this time off to do that. But anyway, the trailer for CBS Supergirl has already notched more than 10 million views on YouTube in less than a week. It was up. This was from May 19th. Blah, blah, blah. A social buzz. Much like the new 2015-2016 broadcast schedules themselves, superheroes and other hot comic book properties are leading the pack so far in terms of social media buzz, and so we'll see. Twitter blogs, online social media forums, news items over a one-week period. Supergirl ranks second among all news shows, over 117,000 total mentions. DC's Legends of Tomorrow, the CW spinoff of The Arrow of Arrow and the Flash, is third, with over 63,000 mentions on social media. Brand recognition like the Muppets, 39,072 social media mentions, and The X-Files, blah, blah, blah. Among the 39 new shows listed is Ryan Murphy's horror comedy, Scream Queens, with more than 122,000 social mentions. What else? Supergirl is by far the winner, over 10.1 million views clocked in since the trailer was released last Wednesday. Promos for Lucifer, 1.4 million views. Minority Report, 1.2 million. The Muppets, 881,000 views. They say it's not all good news. So far, new comedies appear to be having the toughest time breaking through the heavy social media static. So the comedies have a hard time. Uncle Buck on the ABC, which I think is going to be a disaster. I think they could take a movie like that with John Candy spin, come out with a series on this. I don't know. Anyway, Uncle Buck on AMC has the lowest number of YouTube views among all the new shows, with just a little more 32,000 views. So, there you go. It's just, I don't know. Sometimes the networks, they do these things. Like, what in the world are you doing? So, anyway, since we go through the networks and the shows they've canceled, shows they've renewed, shows they've picked up for the new season, ABC, we'll start with them. Veteran shows, America's Funniest Home Videos is coming back with Alfonso Ribeiro hosting it. The Bachelor has been renewed. The Castle has been renewed. Dancing with the Stars has been renewed. Extreme Weight Loss renewed for season 5. Goldberg's renewed for season 3. Grey's Anatomy minus Dr. Dreamy's renewed for season 12. I've never been able to get into that show. I hate to say that. I've never been able to get into Grey's Anatomy at all. Last Man Standing's been renewed. Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. renewed for season 3. Mistresses is going to air in the summer of this year. The Middle has been renewed. Modern Family, Nashville, Once Upon a Time. Let's see, what else? Once Upon a Time. And Once Upon, yeah, I always talk about that. Resurrections was canceled. That show, I mean, it was the first season, the small order of 6-8 episodes where it was in the summer run. I thought it was very good. Made sure I kept it, like, maybe 10 episodes. I kind of dragged out the premise, and all these people kept coming back and all this. The brothers of Mother and all that. I don't know. Anyway, it's sad to see Resurrection go. Anyway, Revenge is gone after 4 seasons. Rookie Blue is coming back in the summer for its 6th season. Scandal, of course, is renewed for season 5. Shark Tank, Beyond the Shark Tank, are coming back. And The Taste is gone. The Freshman shows, of course, American Crime's coming back. They just announced that Felicity Huffman and Timothy Hutton, there you go, are both coming back to the show as they pick up in a new mystery and everything else. So we'll see how that goes. Blackish is coming back. Cristela has been canceled. Forever was canceled. There's an effort to save Forever. I don't see that going anywhere. I've seen efforts to renew it or be able to save it for another channel, but I don't see any kind of buzz that it is going to be picked up by any of the suspects. I mean, Netflix, Amazon, so far nothing. Fresh Off the Boat's renewed for season 2. Galvan's coming back, which I thought was a nice little comedic break from Once Upon a Time. Funny, kind of a nice. Medieval times and all that. So we'll see about the new season 2. How to Get Away with Murder renewed for season 2. Manhattan Love Story is canceled. Members Only was canceled for even premiered. I think that would have been a success. Maybe Upstairs, Downstairs, Country Club. Well, we never know what happened. We'll never know. Marvel's Agent Carter's been coming back for season 2, which is kind of a surprise. I was hoping it would come back, but it was in the whole effort with a spinoff of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And rumors that, like, what in the world? Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s hardly a huge success that warrants a spinoff of that show. They should concentrate on making Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. a success for even thinking about a spinoff of that show. Anyway, so Agent Carter is, somebody's like, oh, that's a spinoff too. Really, it is. When was she on S.H.I.E.L.D.? Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Marvel's Agent Carter is coming back for second season. Secrets and Lies is coming back. Selfie was canceled. Of course, The Whispers is coming on in the summer of this year. Again, if you watch The Whispers, you see a house in the opening. I've seen the pilot, thanks to my friends at ABC. The opening segment scene, you see this house in the background. That, if you remember your history, that's the old family house. When the family on ABC with Thad Thompson, Cruz and McNichol, and James Broderick and all that. So, anyway. Let's see. New shows on ABC, let's go through these. There's an easier way to go through it. Hold on. That'd be some easier. Get some little descriptions of it. What's going on? Sean, you can be watching. I'll watch a little. I'll record Letterman. So let's see. ABC, new series. Let's see. Let's go down to the dramas. That's what I like. The Catch. thriller centered on young, successful Alice Martin. She's a fraud investigator who's about to be the victim of fraud by her fiancé. Between her cases, she's determined to find him before it ruins her career. We'll see. Shonda Rhimes did this, so I'll imagine there's a shot to making it. The one I'm going to watch particularly is Of Kings and Prophets. In an epic biblical saga of faith, ambition, and betrayal is told through the eyes of a battle-weary king, a powerful and resentful prophet, and a resourceful young shepherd on a collision course with destiny. Sounds like I think that's going to be a home run. He said, I loved Kings on the NBC a few years ago. Modern take on a royal. Everybody knows me. Watch that. I thought it was fantastic. Well, Of Kings and Prophets is going to be on that. It won't be the same show, but more kind of along those lines, I think. So I think that'll be very good. Of Kings and Prophets on ABC. The Family. This is a. Joan Allen's in it, and it already gives it a foot in the door. So we'll see. This series called The Family on ABC thriller follows the return of a politician's young son who is presumed dead after disappearing over a decade earlier. As the mysterious young man is welcomed back into his family, suspicions emerge. Is he really who he says he is? We'll see about that one. Quantico. A diverse group of recruits have arrived at the FBI Quantico base for training. They are the best, the brightest, and the most vetted. So it seems impossible that one of them is suspected of masterminding the biggest attack in New York City since 9/11. I'm not sure about that one. I'm up near with that one. Boom, which used to be Boom, now it's called Oil. Billy and Cody Lefevre. A dream of a new life beyond their working class roots and move to the Bakken in North Dakota, booming after the biggest oil discovery in American history. They're soon pitted against a ruthless tycoon who forces them to bet big and put everything on the line, including their marriage. Chase Crawford's in it from Gossip Girl, Amber Valletta, Don Johnson, of course, Mary Weiss, Scott Michael Foster, Rebecca Rittenhouse. India de Beaufort. So it should be. That's one of my picks. Oh, it's called Oil. Now, if you know your history, ABC had Oil as the original name of Dynasty before they changed it and refilmed it with John Forsythe taking place of George Papard. But anyway, that should be a good series. Also, I saw a clip with Barry Corbin. Barry Corbin gives Oil unique link to the old Dallas on CBS. He played the Sheriff Washburn, and also the new Dallas on TNT. He played the executor of J.R. Ewing's will. On Dallas, so that's be Oil ABC. Looking forward to that. It's gonna be on Sunday. I think they should flip flop these shows. ABC schedule has this one at Sunday at 9, and then Of Kings and Prophets on at 10. I think what the world? These two should be switched. I think. I mean, Oil should be the 10 o'clock show. Of Kings and Prophets should be following Once Upon a Time because kind of it's medieval and Kings of Pride. I think that those two shows should go together. But anyway, who am I? Also, Wicked City on ABC. Each season, Wicked City will follow a different case set in a different noteworthy era of LA history. So we'll see. First case is set in 1982 on the rack on rock and roll and the cocaine fused revelry of the Sunset Strip. We'll see. Kind of like True Detective, I guess, but an ABC version of that, more or less. So I think, I think that'd be good as well, I say. So we'll see about that one. What else? ABC, let's go over to, which one's going to watch again, Sean? I already said I'm going to watch, I'm not sure about Of Kings and Prophets for sure. The Family, probably. Boom, Oil, whatever it's called, The Back End. I'm not sure. Probably Oil. The trailer has Oil on it. So I'll watch Oil. Wicked City looks pretty good. So Wicked City, Oil, The Family, and Of Kings and Prophets. Those are my picks. I mean, why not the comedies again, says Sherry? I don't like the comedies, so we're avoiding the comedies. So anyway, let's go to CBS and its new series. Let's go to their dramas. Code Black, which is a medical series set in the most notorious, busiest ER in the nation, blah, blah, blah. Maybe, I already said once I'd watch that, but now Marcia Gay Harden's in it from a show on HBO about the newsroom. So we'll see about that one. Code Black, I'm not sure. Of Criminal Minds, Beyond the Borders, nope, nope, nope. I'm not watching these procedural shows, nope. Live and Less, based on a movie, eh. I'm not sure. I'm a question about that. Rush Hour, I'm not watching a series about a movie, nope. Supergirl, I believe, is going to be on the wrong network. Supergirl probably should have been sent over to CW, which rumors were it was going to be, because I don't think Supergirl is going to open up CBS's Monday night at 8 o'clock. It's a huge time slot. I think to be a hit, they have to get 10, 15 million viewers. I don't think this show is going to get it. That's just my opinion only. And CBS's threshold for hit series is much, much higher than the CW's. Should Supergirl have been sent to the CW? Yes, I think it should have been. So we'll see what happens to Supergirl as when it premieres. So hope it's success, really. It's another superhero show too many. How many superhero shows can we take? You got the movies, yes, but this is a TV series. How many of these superhero shows can we take? That's the big question. That's the big question. So we'll see. Let's go to Fox and its new series. And let's go to its dramas on Fox. The Frankenstein Code, I'm not sure about this one at all. Ray Pritchard, a morally corrupt retired cop, is given a second chance at life. He's brought back from the dead, now younger and stronger. Pritchard will have to choose between his old temptations and new sense of purpose. It seems like it'll be a procedural cop show with that little twist thrown in. I'm not sure. I'm questionable about Frankenstein Code. Lucifer, bored and happy, is the Lord of Hell. Lucifer resigns his throne and abandons his kingdom for the gorgeous, shimmering insanity of Los Angeles, where he helps the LAPD punish criminals. I don't know about that one at all. So that's a question mark. I think too many comic book series as is. Lucifer, Supergirl. Jerry Bruckheimer did this. Is producing this Lucifer series. I'm not sure. It's gonna be a cop show. So we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Maybe it's gonna be the Fox's version of the hell this show on the vampire show that what the hell's name is on Hawaii 5-0 was on. Whatever it was. Anyway, it's been so long. So we'll see if that's going to be like that. Anyway, we'll see. Rosewood, a closed-ended investigative series centers around that really knocks out a private pathologist in all of Miami. Yeah, so it's forgot about Rosewood. I'm not watching that either. Mayor Report, not watching that. I'm sorry. Scream Queens. I don't think I'm watching that. It's a 15-episode anthology series. Revolves around campus that is rocked by a series of murders. Jamie Lee Curtis. She's a good actress, but Oliver Hudson's in it. Emma Roberts. Leah Michelle. Glee. So I'm not sure about Dream Queens. Scream Queens. Scream Queens. So far, nothing really is lighting my world on fire here at Fox. Sorry to say that, but it's true. Let's go to NBC. And it's, are you going to watch Aquarius? Somebody asked me. Laura asked me, are you going to watch Aquarius? David Duchovny's return to TV series before he does the X-Files again at Fox. It's going to be like 8 episodes, I believe. I'll watch Aquarius. The first couple episodes of Aquarius. It's a hunt for Charles Manson during that time. So we'll see. Let's go over to, where are we at here? NBC's new dramas, Blind Spot. A beautiful woman finds herself at the center of an investigation after climbing out of a duffel bag in the middle of Times Square, New York, with her memories wiped and no clue to what the extent of tattoos on her body mean. That is like an interesting premise, kind of like when what's the name on Prison Break had the tattoos on his body, map how to get out, and all that stuff. So maybe they're taking that. Let's put tattoos on a woman and have this conspiracy theories about these tattoos. But it should be interesting. Jimmy Alexander's in it. Sullivan Stapleton from, what the hell is that show? It should be pretty good on Cinemax, right? Yeah. So we'll see. Marianne Jean-Baptiste is going to be in. Ashley Johnson. So solid cast. The one medical series I'm looking forward to watching. I know people say, Sean, it's a procedural. It is Chicago Med. Dick Wolf. He's proven his mettle with all Law and Orders and the Chicago PD, Chicago Fire. So now he's doing Chicago Med. Can you imagine the crossover between all these shows? It's going to be amazing with Law and Order SVU. What the hell is it? SVU. SVU And also, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD. I mean, it's gonna be a, you know, never had so many series be able to cross over with just ease. You know, this Chris. So we'll see. Chicago Med, Dick Wolf series. Dick Wolf delivers the newest installment of the compelling Chicago franchise. Emotional thrill ride through the day-to-day chaos of the city's most explosive hospital, and a courageous team of doctors who hold it together. So Oliver Platt, M. Patty Merkerson from Laurie Holden from Walking Dead. So I watched Chicago Med, Game of Silence, another show on NBC drama. A gripping drama by a successful Atlanta attorney whose long-lost childhood friends unexpectedly reappear after 25 years when a dark secret they thought they had buried resurfaces. The Brotherhood bands together to right the wrongs of their shared past, a journey to push the limits of their loyalty and quench the thirst for revenge. I don't know. First blush, I say no, I'm not going to watch this one, but we'll see. Heartbreaker, another medical series. Medical Soap follows the outspoken Alex Panthier, one of the rare female heart transplant surgeons. Blah, blah, blah. It's not going to make it, I don't think so. I'll kick that one to the curb. Heroes Reborn, there we go. Tim Kring is doing this. The supernatural phenomenon begins again with a fresh crop of inspiring heroes that take on the ultimate struggle between those with extraordinary abilities and those with nefarious motives to hunt and harness their powers. Original heroes, Zachary Levy from, what the hell is that show? Masioka, so some people from the old show and other shows. I'll watch Heroes. And The Player, an action-packed Las Vegas thriller by a former security expert who is drawn into a high-stakes game where an organization of wealthy individuals gamble on his ability to stop some of the biggest crimes imaginable from playing out. I don't know. I imagine I'll put that on after The Blacklist, but we'll see. Shades of Blue. Jennifer Lopez. I'm not watching that show. Sorry. Best Time Ever of Neil Patrick Harris. I think if there's anybody who can put together a variety show, it'll be good. It'll be Neil Patrick Harris. So I'll give that one a shot. So there you go. So these are my opinions of these of the new series. Take it for what it's worth. Up at the CW. The CW new series. And there we go. Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. It's a show originally set up at Showtime. Somehow it's found its way to the CW. It's going to be an hour-long comedy. I guess it's going to be. I'm not sure. Rachel is a successful, driven, and possibly crazy young woman who impulsively gives up everything, her partnership at a prestigious law firm, and her upscale apartment in Manhattan, in a desperate attempt to find love and happiness in the exotic hotbed of romance and adventures, West Covina, California. Containment, which is the one I am looking forward to the most. This one, for some reason, they're keeping it the mid-season. This is the CW's new dramas. When a deadly epidemic breaks out in Atlanta, a large city quarantine is quickly enforced, leaving those stuck on the inside to fight for their lives. Based on the original Belgian series, Cordon tells the story of loved ones tragically torn apart and how the society that grows inside the containment reveals both the devolution and of humanity and the birth of unlikely heroes. Should be pretty good. I'll watch that. I've been looking forward to that the most. Chris Wood's in it. What's her name from Stargate SG-1? Black was in Canada. And also, so it should be a solid story. I'm looking forward to that immensely. There we go. Yes, Claudia Black. Yeah, Claudia Black from Farscape. Chris Woodnick for Vampire Diaries and with Jake and all that. So this should be a good series. Containment on the CW. So let's see. What else? TBS. They don't do any dramas. I don't think so. Anyway, I'm gonna look real quick. No dramas. We skip them. TNT. TNT. This summer, look for the final season of Falling Skies, as well as the Last Ship coming back. This one on TNT is called The Alienist, based on the New York Times bestseller by Caleb Carr. The fast-paced and atmospheric psychological thriller is set in the fascinating and gritty world of Gilded Age New York City. A series of haunting and gruesome murders, psychiatrist Dr. Laszlo Kritzler, newspaper reporter John Moore, and police commissioner Theodore Roosevelt come together to employing emerging disciplines of psychology and early crime investigation techniques to track down one of New York City's first serial killers. That might be pretty good. Might be pretty good. A little time set series. So I'll watch Aliens on TNT. So we'll see. So any other series? Any other series on the networks? USA, yes, USA, yes. USA announced they canceled Dig. This is a good show. I'll freely admit right now it was convoluted. It was a very ambitious show. Carol Barbie was one of the producers on it, yes. It was a very ambitious series, and it just was maybe too ambitious. Maybe it's just too ambitious. Carol Barbie of Jericho, yes. Yes. And also, I do believe that they did work in this Jericho mention on Dig. Let's play it once again. Here we go.
In your eyes evaporating and just the salt starting to form.
The sun came up over Jericho. Then it was just like so hot.
There we go. Yeah, that was a Jericho mention. I've never heard a Jericho mention. But anyway, it was canceled. They said maybe it's a little too ambitious for the viewing public now. I mean, maybe. Required to pay attention to what was going on the show. Dig did. Jason Isaacs was in it, which is from Awake. He's had two of these series, which really, I think, were too ambitious for the average American viewer, to be honest with you. Could have one of these series been saved? I doubt it. I've heard no inklings of Dig being saved. Awake probably should have been saved by somebody, but it hasn't. They filmed in Jerusalem. Croatia had to move to Croatia when things got a little hot in Jerusalem, in Israel. So they all filmed in Croatia, Jerusalem, New Mexico as well. So it was a very ambitious series. I mean, you never know. I mean, the sweeping visuals of this show were just incredible. It's like I'm fairly new to Game of Thrones. I love the visuals. It's like watching a movie every week on the Game of Thrones, much like Dig was. You see all these caverns in Jerusalem and everything else. Like, wow, in Croatia. I mean, just it's amazing. They're able to get access to all these areas to film in. So anyway, we'll see. I'm sure USA come up with some new shows. They have one which called Queen of the South. This is about an innocent young girl from a small Mexican village whose desire to avenge a personal tragedy leads her down the path to become the most powerful woman in the dangerous world of narcotics trafficking in Europe. So very ambitious. What does USA need? I don't know. They got away from the buddy shows and all that. They've gone to these dramas. First big swing they took was Dig. Will that kind of slow them down in the future? It probably will. I mean, the series won't be anywhere near as ambitious as Dig was. But Dig was supposed to be a limited-run series anyway, a limited series. So I'm not too upset over Dig not coming back. It was a convoluted story. You had to pay attention to what happened on Dig and with the heifer and all that. It was just a tough series to dip out of. But you had to pay attention from the first episode all the way through. And, maybe it was too smart for the average viewer. But anyway, let's see. What else is going on in TV? Yeah, David Letterman. I had a clip there. For some reason it didn't load. I'll probably find it when I'm done with this show. Let me see. Let me look real quick because I had a clip of the opening of Letterman on his last show. What's it with Sean? Roberts is asking, what's your opinion on David Letterman? David Letterman is a legend. I was growing up. It was him and Late Night with David Letterman on NBC. He does great interviews and also some, the stupid human tricks, stupid pet tricks and just crazy stuff. He used to smash things, drop things off the roof of the building and all that stuff. Crazy stuff. And only an elevator race. Remember the elevator races he used to do at the Rockefeller Center in New York? Only Letterman could do this stuff. I mean, he took Johnny Carson's format and kind of turned it on its head, yet still maintained the desk and the band and everything else, doing these great interviews. I remember he had Jerry Lawler and Andy Kaufman came on and threw coffee on each other and all that stuff went on. So it's just, you know, he was determined to be a different kind of host. He says, only one Johnny Carson. I'm going to be my own host and do my own kind of show. And I understand tonight in the top 10 list, it's like Parade of Stars in the top 10 list. And different people have different tributes. Conan O'Brien gave a tribute to him. Jimmy Kimmel did a tearful tribute to David Letterman. He was his inspiration to do his own show. Looked up to him for years, Kimmel did. So that beautiful tribute to David Letterman that Jimmy Kimmel did. So it just, he went to CBS. And everybody said, oh, CBS hasn't had a successful late night talk show, Pat Sajak, and yada, yada. But David Letterman went over there and proved to be a success on CBS. Millions and millions of dollars, millions and millions of eyeballs. We think Jay Leno will be his last guest. I was told Jay Leno is not going to be on this final show, unless there's some surprise at the end, but I was told Jay Leno is not going to be on this show tonight, so we'll see. We'll see. Will there be anybody else by Letterman again, says Angie. No, I don't think there'll be anybody else. Kimmel will be his own kind of host. There are all these people are basically doing what Johnny Carson started doing, and Steve Allen and Jack Parr, but they're each being their own people. I mean, you can't really compare Kimmel to Letterman. Kimmel does his offbeat stuff too, like Letterman did, but there's a center of kindness space I think Kimmel has, and kind of trying to pull the wool over people's eyes once in a while with these videos and different stuff, but it's a certain kindness. Letterman always came across as a little snide, a little smart-alecky, served him as a host. Probably one reason why he didn't get to tonight's show. It was a little too snarky. NBC probably felt for that 10:30, 11:30 p.m. time slot. Jay Leno was a nice host and all that. So, but Letterman carved out his own thing. He moved over to CBS and kept on doing all he's been doing. Never changed. And there you go. So, what else? Let's see here. The digital audience ratings. Yes. Let's see. Digital audience ratings, broadcast upfronts dominate. Conan ousts Kimmel, and it's today by Variety to Jason Klein. To measure the digital audience ratings and TV broadcasts May 11th through May 17th, which is May 17th, and Sunday is also my birthday. Number one last week on broadcast on the digital, it combines Facebook, Google, Instagram, Tumblr, YouTube, and Wikipedia mentions. For the voices, number one, Supergirl was two with a trailer again. 8.8 million number of mentions on social media. Number three is American Idol. Four is Glee. Five is America's Got Talent. Six is Legends of Tomorrow. Seven is Dancing with the Stars. Eighth is Empire still. Ninth is The Flash. And 10th is The Simpsons. On cable, number one, Lip Sync Battle on Spike. 7.1 million is the rating on social media. Two is Orange is the New Black. Three is Top Gear. Four is Game of Thrones. Five is Inside Amy Schumer. Six is Pretty Little Liars. Seventh is True Detective, which I gotta admit they've been running those trailers with for the new season. Looks pretty solid. Key and Peele's eighth. The Fake Off is ninth. Tenth is Dance Moms. Late Night, Jimmy Fallon's number one. 39 million is number four. Social mentions, thanks to The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. Two is Conan, 18.49 million mentions on social media. Jimmy Kimmel Live is third. Fourth is Late Show, Dave Letterman. Fifth is Late Late Show, James Corden. So, trending, Minority Report on Fox, Code Black on CBS, and The Family on ABC. So, we'll see what happens with that. Let's move along. Let's see. What else? Oh, what do you think of the Mad Men finale? The World of Coke thing was very cool way to end the show. A lot of people are referring to Mad Men as the greatest series of all time. Like, really? Every time a show like this goes off the air, it's the greatest series in the history of mankind. It really was. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you hear different. Oh, yeah, Sons of Anarchy is the greatest series in TV history. Really? Breaking Bad is the greatest show in TV history. Well, you just said that, but anyway. So we'll see. Was it as game-changing for TV as you thought it was? I mean, really, did Mad Men really change TV forever? I don't think it did. It was never the big, highest-rated show in AMC either. I mean, Breaking Bad and The Walking Dead just mopped the floor with Mad Men. Plus, a lot of people have bad feelings on Matthew Weiner and his, you know, basically getting more money on AMC, and they view that as taking money from The Walking Dead. Walking Dead, they say, oh, paid for one or two seasons of Mad Men by the cost cuts and everything else, being on that farm for all those months and all that, saving money in the budget, they could send it over to Mad Men. I don't know. So, but anyway, what other team is going to go through? Mad Men, we'll see. It was a good show, but was it a blockbuster? I don't know. Who won the season, Sean? Well, NBC and CBS won the season. ABC is pulling up third, and of course, Fox is just, you know, down and out. The Fox Network. And let's see. Rick Kissel, let's move on down. What do you say here? NBC and CBS were the season's ratings winners in key demo categories, and Fox had the hottest new show in years, of course, Empire. But the best story of 2014-2015 TV season might just have belonged to ABC. It's the only major network to draw a larger young adult audience. How to Get Away with Murder and Blackish, along with Fresh Off the Boat and Secrets and Lies. So more younger viewers. So good for them. CBS introduced a new drama hit, Scorpion, and renewed four other first-year shows, while Fox launched Mega Empire and solid newcomer Gotham. And the CW discovered its biggest hit to date with The Flash, and NBC with Mysteries of Laura coming back. Their only new show coming back for this coming season. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. I'll put this into the chat room there. It's on Variety. The best performance, but perhaps the best rating story for NBC this season was the performance of the Chicago shows, with Chicago Fire on Tuesday, Chicago PD on Wednesday, winning their time slots in adults 18-49. Another Dick Wolf show, Law & Order SVU, has largest overall audience average in 4 years. Wow. Wow. Wait until the new one starts, Chicago Med. Sean Rhimes, Fox, of course, Empire, appointment viewing this year, Gotham, is the number two show, drama series in Fox last season, CW, let's see, I'm talking about The Flash, Jane the Virgin, Arrow, so, well, anyway, those are the numbers, well, my opinion of the story there about the season. So let's move along. And, what do you think of CW, CSI ending its run? Oh, it's been long overdue, I think, for CSI to wrap up. I think it's good CBS is giving a two-hour finale in September to wrap up the show. I understand Grissom's coming back. William Peterson's going to do the final stand there as Grissom. So it's good to wrap up. 15 years on the air. I mean, it's spun off how many shows? CSI Miami, CSI New York, now CSI Cyber. It still outlived all those shows, and it spun off another show with CBS. It was CSI Cyber. So you got to tip your hat to CSI. I like these procedurals, but you got to admit, pretty darn good. Pretty darn good. They, 15 years, three other series spun off from it. They outlived them all except for this newest one. So should be pretty good. Sean, you can watch this November 22nd series. Oh, it's the Hulu series. Yes. Hulu series. I'll be watching it. I mentioned this before when it was first announced. I thought it would be a home run. Chris Cooper's going to be in it. James Franco's going to be in it. November. It's about the Kennedy assassination, basically. Stephen King wrote the book. And it should be a pretty good series. I mean 9, 10 hours. What's your name from 24 just went in? Just joined the cast. Cherry Jones is going to be joining the cast of November 22nd, 1963. We'll see what happens with that. But what do you think of Mindy Project being saved by Hulu for two seasons? Good for them. So we'll see what else happens. So I'll be watching that. I'll get Hulu just to watch that show. Let's see. What else is going on here? Anything else? No, really. Spotify's in the news today. Oh, I already did the Stephanopoulos thing. Do I have this audio from that? What do you think about Stefan? Oh, I already mentioned, go watch the beginning of the show. And I thought, well, I have the audio here somewhere, him apologizing again for not disclosing those donations to the Clinton Foundation. Here he is.
Now I want to address some news you may have seen about me. Over the last several years, I've made substantial donations to dozens of charities, including the Clinton Global Foundation. Those donations were a matter of public record, but I should have made additional disclosures on air when we covered the foundation. And I now believe that directing personal donations to that foundation was a mistake, even though I made them strictly to support work done to stop the spread of AIDS, help children, and protect the environment in poor countries. I should have gone the extra mile to avoid even the appearance of a conflict. I apologize to all of you for failing to do that.
There you go. Keep apologizing, Snuffleupagus. Political reporting. You got to stay away from the election season between the Republicans. Because, again, once a Clintonista, always a Clintonista, in my opinion, only. So, what about Spotify? Albert's asking in the chat room. Spotify, I don't have Spotify, but they just announced today they're adding video with ESPN and a few Vice News and all that. So, it's from Todd Spangler of Variety. Spotify is branching out from its core streaming music business to encompass short-form videos, partners with ESPN, Disney, Comedy Central, Condé Nast, and Vice News. So, when's Vice News going to start its newscast on HBO? I do not know. They have not made an announcement yet about that. You see all the stars at the Letterman. I understand that the Foo Fighters are going to be there. Who else is going to be there? Tina Fey, Who's Who. Apparently Leslie Moonves comes up in the break after Letterman does his monologue, I guess, and thanks them and everything else. So Who's Who of CBS, Who's Who of TV, Who's Who of Hollywood, basically, in there to see Letterman's last show. So we'll see what happens with that one. What else? Anything else? I don't think so. Let me move along here. Let's see. Anything else going on world television we want to talk about? Interseries coming back in the summer. I said Under the Dome. I got the Under the Dome. Under the Dome season 3. A lot of people beat me up for speaking out loud, saying this should be the last season of Under the Dome. I'm going by with what I was told when I was there for the premiere in Wilmington, North Carolina. I remember CBS brought me there and everything else for me like a king. I was told by somebody there that they believe they have enough material for 3 seasons of the show. But that's what I'm going by. It's not CBS didn't tell me anything. It's what I heard was there for the premiere. I was told they have 3 seasons of material, and now we're entering the 3rd season of Under the Dome.
Tired of summer repeats?
Nothing good on television these days anyway.
The summer's #1 drama returns.
Everyone in this town is trapped under the dome.
I can't believe that the dome is good. It's here to protect us. The dome is here to destroy us.
Whatever's going down in Chester's Mill, this isn't real.
These places, these people, something's wrong here.
Light leads us out of darkness.
Sometimes you just gotta take a leap of faith.
We're outside the dome.
Mark Helgenberger guest stars on the season premiere of Under the Dome. CBS this summer.
There you go. Under the Dome, season 3. We'll find out if it's the last season. But how long can they push this? It's like Containment. How long can they possibly push Containment? Which probably work in their favor. If I understand, it's going to be a 13-episode season. So is Under the Dome. So it might help. And Julie Plec is a genius with these things. We'll see what she can do to, keep it going. With the disease, epidemic, and everything else, imagine she can keep it going for years. We'll find out, won't we? Let's see. Anything else? Let's see. Show Me Hero. Yeah, Show Me Hero is going to be on HBO, I think, in June. It's going to come out. Should be interesting. I'll watch it. I have HBO. In August, it was like, I think August 15th, 14th, whatever it is. Treme, the guy did Treme, David Simon, he created this. And what's the name from Crash on Stars, Paul Haggis. It's a book by, written by a book based on a book. Elected officials. It's set in Yonkers, New York. It's about the youngest mayor in the history of whoever. Apparently, he's told by the mayor of Yonkers, this young mayor, the youngest mayor in American history, is told that he's got to build some low-income housing in the white neighborhoods of his town to integrate people, I guess. I don't know if this is set in current day, or I'm not sure. And it's basically drama, spills out of that. Called Show Me Hero on HBO, which should be pretty good. I'll watch it. It's kind of a, got me saying, I'll watch that show. It's interesting, so I'll watch it. So, what else? What do you hear about The Returned on A&E? I have heard, which I'm not I'm trying to get my source to confirm this. I was told The Returned is not coming back on A&E. That this version, the one on the French version, American with English subtitles, that one is coming back on Sundance. But this one is apparently what I was told. The odds are against us, and the situation is grim for the second season of A&E's The Returned. So it was kind of I liked it though. I like seeing a different version of the same show, basically. How they did some tweaks along the way and all that. But we'll see. Again, I've been told that Returned on A&E is not coming back. So we'll see about that. Wayward Pines, I'm not watching. I'm sorry, I'm working a lot. I'm trying to catch up on all the shows. Anyway, The Fighting Season. I'm watching The Fighting Season on DirecTV. It is fantastic. Ricky Schroeder is producing this. It is a fantastic look at the armed forces in Afghanistan in 2014. Look, you know me as reality shows. This is a reality show. You could look and aspire to these heroes and everything else. It's on the Audience Network on DirecTV, The Fighting Season. So it's excellent. See these, the Afghanis walk up to them. They're all, they start jumping. Oh, don't tear up your turban. Let's see what's under your head. And they talk about this woman's got to cover up these clothes. She could have a bomb underneath her clothes. And just these young guys and girls are making these life and death decisions just on a whim there. So it's, So The Fighting Season on Audience Network on DirecTV. Excellent. What else? Any chance The Killing will come out? The Killing's gone, done, I believe. It's the one run on Netflix to wrap it up. But I understand The Killing is done. You got all these other shows now. You got True Detective. You got the show coming to ABC, different eras in L.A. So you got different kinds of detective series coming up. But The Killing, I think, is gone for good, I believe. So we'll see what happens. Anyway, I think we'll wrap it up. Thank you everybody for tuning in to Sean Daly, the voice of TV, probably the voice of TV family. Let's go through the voice of TV and here we go. Talk about the website a little bit. Put this into the chat room. The link into the chat room for the voice of TV and. There you go. And there are different polls going up. Supernatural's 11th season may not be the last. Should it be the last? May not, but should it be the last? Is it getting a little long in the tooth? I think it is getting long in the tooth. But as long as those guys are willing to keep doing it, I think CW will keep it going. The good looks are lasting. they started this first hint of gray hair. They're going to cancel this show. But 11 years in the CW, so we'll see. We'll see what happens with Supernatural. The 11th season will indeed be at last, so we'll see. Game of Thrones, and they're talking about that here, about did Game of Thrones go too far? Again, my view is they did not go too far. They did not show the actual rape. You hear the sounds and all that. But, I mean, this is HBO. It's not ABC or, whatever, PBS. This is a premium paid channel. Let's see, some replies. Who wrote this? Dr. Venkman, voice of TV staff, but they go too far. Spoilers for last night, obviously. So did Game of Thrones go too far? Dr. Venkman says, yes, that's what I've heard too. George says it's quite tame compared to the wedding night in the books. Dr. Venkman responds, yes, he's one who wrote the article. Yes, that's what I've heard too, George, although I think a lot of people are upset that it's not Sansa's storyline from the books. So you shouldn't have gone there at all. Don't know, difficult subject matter for sure. Yeah, there's a lot of people are entitled to their opinion, yes. But keep in perspective, these are fictional characters. But anyway. What else? Well, it's Mindy Project, Return on Hulu. Let's see. David Lynch returns to Showtime's Twin Peaks reboot, which it's interesting because I never was into Twin Peaks. It was on ABC originally. It was so to me, it was so convoluted. I cannot keep up with Twin Peaks. Anyway, he wasn't going to do the show, and Showtime came up with more money. Now he's going to do the show. It'll be more than about probably about 10 episodes now, more than it was supposed to be. But anyway, what else is going on? VoiceOfTV.com. True Detective Season 2 trailers. A lot of trailers on here. New trailer of Legends of Tomorrow. Opinion pieces like me. I wrote one about the upfronts and everything else. Man, where's my article? Hold on. Let me find my article. The Lynch returning. Arrow Flash crossover to happen every season. It must be down the ways here. So we'll see. Anyway, I hope you enjoy voiceoftv.com, and let me know I sent you here, and look for my article, which I can't find anywhere. Where is it? Anyway, it doesn't matter. Anyway, and we thank you all for listening. Thank you all for listening live. Anybody who listened on the podcast and the archives, thank you all very much indeed. Join us again next time for Sean Daly, the voice of TV. Thank you very much. Have a great day, and happy viewing.
Fleeing the reality celebrity competition lawyer buddy TV series genres, the last hope for TV humanity, the Television Man, is on a lonely quest for high concept and dramatic TV series wherever they may be.